program right after this on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
And we continue with our guests from Wayne Healthcare, including Jeff Zebler, Wayne Healthcare President and CEO, Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare Vice President, Business Development and Marketing. Again, we thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us this morning. And I know you both, especially Terry, you have a number of other things you want to cover, including just more about the community celebrations, because there have been so many different ways that you have welcomed the public in for an open house and the Garst Museum, right?
Yes.
And display and so forth. So what would you like to share about all of that this year?
Well, since you just led with the Garst Museum, we definitely want to remind people, if they have not had a chance to visit the Garst, we have a beautiful display there that highlights the history, everybody from the leadership to the board to different services and things that we have available. So we encourage you to go out, and we also thank the Garst for their partnership for allowing us to have a display there this year. In addition to that, we invited in some past employees to celebrate their years of working at the hospital, served them with lunch, and I got to hear some amazing stories. Kicked off with our employees, you know, as Jeff mentioned earlier, with the birthday celebration. We actually had some cupcakes and hot chocolate because it happened in January. We provided gifts. We've given out pins, lapel pins that we hope people will be proud to wear to celebrate our history with us. And I guess today we're actually having our Christmas celebration with our employees. So this kind of really sums up the end of the year.
And I'm assuming that's why you have a red and green tie
that's
on, right?
That's right. Once a year I can wear the tie. That's right.
But, yeah, and there was also something else I was going to touch on, and now it just escaped me. Maybe it'll come back to me as far as the year-long celebration is concerned. But what else would you like to talk about as far as what's happened over the past year to recognize and celebrate 100 years?
Well, I think, you know, we've done a lot of highlighting in conjunction with the centennial, but highlighting our new addition that we still call our new addition, but it's a little over a year old now. We opened in March of 21, and we were able to finally have a really an open house for that, which we had delayed numerous times for the pandemic. So we tied that into, you know, the centennial celebration and our growth from a facility standpoint. And I think that ties into we still get a lot of compliments about that facility versus what you might find in the Dayton market, as an example. But we also, not only with that facility, I think we've really grown our service lines, started a lot of them, both service lines and providers here in 22, and Terry can highlight a couple of those.
Sure. One point, so I don't forget, as we talk about partnerships. So in, throughout the year, we also partnered with the Vercells Winery, who did some custom wine bottles for us for our centennial, as well as 21 barrels. So we want to thank them as partners, too, that help us, that helped us also kick off our celebration. So real quick on some of those services, as Jeff mentioned, OBGYN. You know, we opened that new unit in 21 and have had some people come through to see that and new moms having their babies. And we're excited to share that we do have some new providers, but we also want to acknowledge Dr. Peter Lekavich, who has dedicated 14 years of his time in life to provide exceptional and compassionate care to moms and babies in our community. So he's going to be retiring this year, but we've got two new providers. We've got Dr. J. Scott Bembry, who will be starting with us in February of 23. And then we also have a nurse practitioner, Elaine Kirby, who is local to the area, who will be starting in January. So they'll be seeing patients from an obstetrics and gynecology standpoint. So we're excited to welcome them on board. In addition, we've got our Wayne Primary Care. We added two new providers in 22. Leslie Acton started with us in February of this year, and Dominique Purden started in September. So in addition to Patty, who's another primary care provider, we now have three. So we're excited about those services, and we're going to be doing some rebranding with our primary care services.
I thought of what I was going to ask you about earlier, and that's just the testimonials and pictures, because when you talked about the employees and their, you know, past employees, I mean, and, you know, sharing their experiences and so forth, that had to be pretty cool, too, to just hear stories and maybe see pictures from people who perhaps were patients at the hospital, maybe were born there a number of years ago and things like that, because I know you've been asking for that all year.
Yes. So March 9th, we actually kicked off and did a popping out baby. So we had popcorn that was donated by a vendor. And it was really cool to see and hear those stories of people that said, you know, I was born in this hospital, and they've brought in pictures and showed us pictures. So, yes, definitely fun to reminisce and remember.
Because as I've talked about, they're the further back you go, the fewer and fewer pictures, obviously videos. I mean, today, you know, everybody's got a camera and can shoot video on their phones, do different things like that. But a lot of, you know, that wasn't in, you know, technology wasn't available for a number of years. So that's why you've had to rely on a lot of personal stories and testimonies, right, instead of being pictures and videos and so forth.
Yeah, and what's neat is I don't know if this is unique to more rural, hospitals and organizations, but the amount of people that worked at Wayne Healthcare, Wayne Hospital, for 30, 40, 50 years, for the life, you know, really for the length of the hospital being in existence, but really the last few decades, the amount of people that worked there for their entire career is just amazing. And then those are the folks that have the stories and that were here for decades, and they shared a lot of those. They were very proud of what they did at Wayne Healthcare and how they served the community, because we were serving their friends and their family. It's not a bunch of strangers. So it's just neat to see that many people that dedicated their careers and their lives to Wayne Healthcare. And we heard a lot about that, and they were very, very proud to share those stories.
Mm-hmm. That says a lot about Wayne Healthcare, any organization like that where people stay that long, and especially in healthcare, because we've talked about this throughout the year, too. You touched on the pandemic. That was a difficult time, and it's still difficult right now. Because I've known people told me they've gone to emergency rooms in different hospitals in different cities, and it's, you know, packed people, and the nurses, everybody just looks tired, exhausted. Everybody's working so hard and you know, putting in hours and sacrificing time with families and so forth to help people, because with the flu and COVID and a lot of things going around, it's needed. And I know that the people work for you just like many other healthcare organizations. This is such a passion for them. They love what they do, despite how difficult it can be at times. And I don't think we can say thank you enough to those people for what they do for all of us wherever we live.
Absolutely. It's a special breed of people that want to do that, want to care for their community while all of this stuff is going on. It's a hard enough job when it's quote-unquote normal, but throw a pandemic in and then, you know, there's no relief when you throw in the flu and RSV and everything else that happens, and working short typically with the workforce issues that we're all experiencing now. So yes, they true dedication to their craft.
Anything else you want to touch on before we just kind of recap, because I'll have one or both of you remind people about where they can find out more information about the services you provide, and maybe if they have questions about, you know, anything specific.
I'll just add a couple more regarding service lines. It's good to look back on what we've had in the past, but it's also nice to share what we currently have and have in play. So mammography was a new, we had the service, but we have new equipment now. So, you know, when we think about anxiety for women going in to get a mammogram, we have new equipment that really they can control the level of compression for their breast. And so just making people comfortable and reducing anxiety. So we have that, that we added. We also started a pain management clinic within the hospital. It's an outpatient clinic, but that started in 22, and we've got a new provider coming on board for that in 23. And then also just a reminder of some screenings, lung cancer screening. CT screenings are available for $29. That's self-pay. You do have to have a provider's order for that, but courtesy of our foundation, we've been able to keep that cost low. And then also we've got a series of patient self-directed testing. So if there's lab tests that you need and things like that, we have those available. But Pump Month will be coming up in February that we celebrate. And so we want to remind people that our vascular screens are $25. Again, we've been able to cut that cost due to our foundation picking that up, and also our partnership with Heart Health 5K.
Okay. So. Great. So again, as we wrap up today, what would you encourage people to do? As Jeff, you talked about, yeah, a hospital's not someplace that people are going to stop by and shop and look around necessarily, but it is important for people to be aware of what you offer and you know, how they may be able to get financial assistance and in some way to pay for you know, hospital stays and whatever. So how could they, if they have any questions, any needs at all, how should they reach out to Wayne Healthcare?
Well, I would say you can always look on our website, www.waynehealthcare.org. If it's something cancer-related, you can always contact Jill Brown, who is our cancer coordinator. And then the foundation would be another option. So depending on what your need is, I would say start with the website and then go from there from what you're seeking. But we're here, available for the community. We've got some new partnerships in the works that we're excited to bring to the community. And we hope to remain here, like Jeff said, for many more years to come.
Yeah, I'll just say, encourage to reach out. If you aren't sure, reach out. Call the hospital, social media, the website. Chances are we have what they're looking for from a service line or testing standpoint. If not, we can direct them to where they need to go.
And that is important. I think something we've tried to stress is don't assume that you do have to go to even Richmond or Dayton, much less Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Cleveland, wherever, for a procedure, for care, whatever. Is contact Wayne Healthcare, and they'll answer your questions. Like you said, direct people where they need to go. So that's the first thing that they should do, because they may be surprised
Absolutely.
That they can get taken care of right here. And also cost. I think that's something we stress too. Again, it's just ask questions, get information, and don't assume that you know, something's too expensive, especially if it's a preventative, you know, a screening, because whatever it might be, whether it's heart and lungs, and you mentioned the mammograms, things like that, those save lives, and that's been proven over the years.
Absolutely.
Yes. So thank you so much for having us.
Thank you both for coming in, and we look forward to continuing to have guests from Wayne Healthcare on Community Ties in the new year, the second Wednesday of each month. We're going to continue with that and start a new century, I guess, right?
With you.
And because, as we said at the top of the show, there are always new things happening, new partnerships, new services and things like that available. So we'll keep listeners informed. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Wish you the best during this holiday season and the new year and so forth. So, again, Jeff Subler, Wayne Healthcare President, CEO, Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare Vice President, Business Development and Marketing, a guest today here on the